Okay, Precious, I finally had the opportunity to sit down and record this late on Friday afternoon from Passaic after traveling the last little bit. It wasn't shayach to, unfortunately, give the shiur not in the car and not in the hotel. So glad we have the opportunity to do this. We'll have just one brief shiur on the continuation of the sugya. We're going to read down to the bottom of the Amud and then talk about one important point that's discussed by the Achronim. And as we'll see a few of the Rishonim as well, and then we'll continue with the sugya probably for one more week, maybe two, but it really, the sugya itself really continues on to the next Amud, so hopefully we'll get to that. We're going to start from about two-thirds down on the Amud, between half and two-thirds. The Gemara we saw last week, Itmar, was said, Achoresh b'shvias, there's machlokes in regards to one who does choresh on shvias, which is probably a tolda. We talked about that a long time ago, about what exactly defines avos for shvias. We briefly discussed that, but most likely it's told Rav Yochanan, Rav Elazar. There's a machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Rav Elazar. Chadamar, one says loke, chadamar ain't a loke. One says you get malchus, the other one says you don't get malchus. Okay, what is this machlokes? Says the Gemara, Lema, but Rav Avin, Amar Rav Ila, Kamiflagi. Let us say they're arguing about what Rav Avin said in the name of Rav Ila. The Amar Rav Ila, that Rav Avin said that Rav Ila said, Kol makom, any place shenemar, klal ba'asei ufrat belosasei, when you have a klal on an asei and a prat on a losasei, and we're going to explain this Gemara, even though there are multiple ways to explain it, like we saw last week, we're going to explain this Gemara according to the Mefarish, according to Pseudo-Rashi. Okay, ein danin osav a klal upratu klal. We don't do a klal upratu klal, rather, says the Mefarish, we stop after klal uprat, and we say ein b'chal al-mashav uprat, with a very limited view of what is going to get you malchus. Okay, so again, Rav Avin, Amar Rav Ila says, you are not done b'klal uprat uklal, meaning you are done, judge, in a klal uprat, period. Okay, klal uprat uklal is more inclusive, klal uprat is more exclusive. So manda Amar Loka, the one who says you do get malchus, less laid Rabbi Avin, Amar Rav Ila, does not hold of Rabbi Avin, Amar Rav Ila. Therefore, he does say klal uprat uklal and is more inclusive about what the losa say includes. Umanda Amar Eino Loka, but according to the opinion that says you don't get malchus, is laid Rabbi Avin, he says, we do hold of Rabbi Avin, therefore, the only thing that you're going to get malchus for are ein bechlal alamashe beprat, the cases that are listed in the pasuk, only those you get malchus for, not the others. Okay, this is the first interpretation of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, lo, not necessarily. Dekule alma lesle de Rabbi Avin Amar Rabbi Ila. Maybe everyone does not hold, or everyone does not hold of Rabbi Avin Amar Rabbi Ila. Ma de Amar loke, according to the opinion, says you get malchus shapir. That makes a lot of sense. Why? Because if we don't hold like Rabbi Avin Amar Rabbi Ila, we just said, again, that he says don't do a klal uprat uklal, do only a klal uprat, which is exclusive. So if we don't hold of him, we're willing to say klal uprat uklal, which is inclusive. Umandi amar eino loke, and according to the opinion that says you don't get malchus, so how will they hold? They just lost their excuse. Before we said they held of Rabbi Avin, now we lost that excuse. Why would they say eino loke? Amar lecha, they would tell you the following, michti. And as I've mentioned before, the best translation I've ever heard for the word michti is, Zmira bichlal zriya. Zmira is the same thing as zriya. Uvitzira bichlal ktsira. And bitzira is the same thing as ktsira. Meaning the first two are forms of planting, just again in different types of places. And bitzira and ktsira are the same type of harvesting. Lemai hilchasakas vinhu rachmana. Why would the Torah have written them in that way? Lemei mar to teach you, deahani toldos udmechayev, that you are chayev for these toldos atoldachrin alomachayev. And you're not going to be chayev for another tolda. And very importantly, Rashi tells us, achrin alo, lahachi choresh enu loke. That it comes to tell you there's only going to be a special list of toldos that you're going to be loke for, but not for these other toldos, like such as, for example, choresh. Okay? Says the Gemara. Vilo. Okay, and again, this was the drasha that we saw above in the name of Rava. Right? Rava is the one who said, no, avos asa rachmana, toldos lo asa rachmana. Okay? Zmira b'chlal zriya, b'tzira b'chlal k'tzira. So basically, this is a form of essentially saying that the Torah specifically mentioned these toldos to teach you, it's only them. Now, ironically, this ends up being very similar, but not identical to a klal uprat. It's not coming from the lumdis of klal uprat, as we see, because that would be less later above an amar of illa. But it is kind of the same thing. It's saying we are, because of the specific examples that are used, we are limiting the malchus to only the cases that are listed in the pasuk. So you have the same outcome, which is that eino loke. However, it's not exactly the same mechanism. Says the Gemara, 1 second below, is that true? V'atanya. But we learned in a braisa, sadchalo, tizra, becharmechalo, sizmor, that you shouldn't plant your field and you shouldn't Bizomer your kerem. Ainli ela zerua vizimor. Says the Gemara, I only know zeru and zimor. Minayin leidur ulekishkush ulekisuach. How do I know that these three, and by the way, the Rishonim have all sorts of fights over the Gersos over here. Kishkush, what's kishkush doing here? Where did nikush go? Nikush, kishkush, would those be confused? Was kisuach supposed to be moved? Ultimately, again, the main point is that we have these three other toldos. How do we know that you're chayav for them? Tamud lamar sadchalo karmachalo. Okay, you cannot do lo kamalacha shebesadcha. You can't do anything in your fields. Lo kamalacha shebekarmacha. Not what is in your kerem. Uinayin shein vekarsim and vein vezardin and vein paskin veil. And how do we know you can't do these three things which we discussed again in the past bishurim? What they mean? Tamud lamar sadcha lo karmacha lo. Again, your field no, your kerem lo or karmacha. Lo kamalacha shebesadcha. Lo kamalacha shebe. Sorry. Karmacha lo, kamalacha shebesadcha lo, kamalacha shebekarmacha lo. Okay, again, you cannot do this. Minayin she'en mezavlin ve'en mefarkin ve'en ashnin ve'ilan. Tamud lamar sadcha lo, karmacha lo, kamalacha shebesadcha lo, v'chamalacha shebekarmacha lo. Again, you cannot do any of these. Yachal, one might think, lo yikashkish tachas azeitzim, lo yadr tachas agafanim, lo yimalin ka'imayim, that you can't do these three things, again, which we discussed earlier. V'lo yase ugios le'gafanim, and you can't make those ugios for gafanim, which we also discussed earlier. Tamud lamar sadcha lo sizra. It says sadchalo sizra zriya bechalal haisa. We already knew that zriya was included. Velama yatsa. Why did it go out? Lehakish eleha, to compare to lomar lecha, just to tell you mazriya miuchedes avarosh shebesadav shebekerem. Just as zriya is a miuchedes action, which is both in the sada and in the kerem, it's both found in the field and the vineyard. Afkol shu avarosh shebesadav shebekerem. So to anything which is a avoda, which is in the sada and the kerem, you will be chayav for. The Gemara here, just like it did above, asked this as a kasha. What do you mean that you're only chayav for the things that are listed in the pasuk? It's not true. We see you're chayav for all these other things as well. And it seems like you're going to be chayav malchus for them. Says the Gemara, midrabanan ukras machta ba'alma. This is midrabanan, and the pasuk is an asmachta ba'alma. What it does not note there, I'll just add, is it's not clear whether choresh is something that's done in both. Misvara, you may have said yes, although it's not necessarily on the list. Okay, it's not necessarily on the list. Now, again, depending on what position you took in the previous machlokas, it does mention nikush on the list, according to some Rishonim. It mentions nikush above on the list. So again, if that's because of choresh, then you can tie that back to the earlier machlokas amoraim between Rabbi Rabbi Yosef. But ultimately, the main point is, okay, to summarize, in the end of the day, we reject Rabbi Yavin, Rabbi Illa. We say that he is incorrect. Again, this is according to Rashi's girsa. According to other girsos, we do say, in fact, that he is correct according to all opinions. And therefore, everyone learns the klal u'pradu klal, except that, again, we have this drasha from Rava that it specifically mentions certain toldos, tell you that only these ones are going to be chayav malchus por and not the others. Then the Gemara asks a question from this other drasha of lo kamalacha shebekarmacha, lo kamalacha shebesadcha, or kamalacha shebesadcha, lo kamalacha shebekarmacha, lo. And it ultimately tells us that, no, that's just a dirabanan. And again, the Gemara says, midirabanan cross machtav alma, that the pasuk just ends up being an asmachta, but not actually that it's a pure limud. As a result, you would not, at the end of the Gemara, the conclusion of the Gemara seems to be, you would not get malchus for those, as we'll discuss in the future weeks. That's the Rambam paskins. Rambam even ironically brings this drasha a little bit. If you look at the stuff that I already put together for this coming week, if you look in the Rambam says, Zmira bechlal, zriya betzira bechlal, ktzira, v'lama pirat nakasav, lama lecha, al shtei tolos elo bilvadu chayev, al shara tolos shebevodos aretz, im shara ava shalom esparshu minize, enu loke alein, avamakinos makasmardos. That's the Rambam in Helch Shmiti Yovel Aleph Gimel. But anyways, the main point is, this is the Gemara. Again, it's a repetition, really, of the first Gemara. And the question is as follows. Okay, basically what we see is that listed in the Gemara, and here's where I'm jumping to the source sheet, the beginning is a bit of a summary. We see there are basically three types of toldos, as per the Gemara, okay? And again, we could really say four types of toldos. So I'm going to even add that, four types of toldos. The first would be the toldos hamifurashim bikra, okay? Those toldos that are explicitly in the pasuk, okay? So those ones we know, everyone seems to think that you're chayav malchus for. Then we have choresh, which is the one that's asked about in the Gemara. Maybe it falls into the other categories, maybe it doesn't. But choresh is subject to a machlokes between, again, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. We have the toldos, which are listed in this other, again, either brisa or memra, the other drasha that talks about anything that's miyuchad, besado bekerem, or according to what we saw in the Ritva from a couple of weeks ago, it's an avoda lehashbiach, whatever that means. And then finally, we have all other toldos that exist. Okay, so really four types of different toldos. Again, the tolls that are in the pasuk that everyone agrees you're chayav for, the machlokas about whether you're loka on choresh, which again we presume to be a tolda at this point. Although again we discussed a little bit earlier whether or not we could possibly say it's an av, depending if you followed really literally the melachos of Shabbos for what's avos, what's toldos. And then you have the toldos which are shayach to the seven of the Karen, meaning the ones that are discussed again: idur, kisuach, nikush, kirsum, zirud, pisug, etc. All those ones, zibul, piruk, ishun, and the rest of that list. Those are shayachos to the side of the Kerem, so we've got another sort of machlokas about that, whether that's really deoraisa or just an asmach de v'alma, and the Gemara seems to conclude it's an asmach de v'alma, and therefore you're not going to be chayav malchus for them. And then there's all other toldos, which it seems like we never even had a hava mina that you should be chayav for, unless maybe we got to go back earlier. If you go back all the way to where this discussion started, back on Beis Amud Beis, we got to go a little bit back into the sugya, and I'm just fixing a typo here on the source sheet before I send it out to you. I wrote Lepach Abaye instead of Lefi Abaye. So, Yod and Chesar, taking next to each other, I believe, on the Hebrew keyboard, so that would explain that. According to Abaye, way or back at the beginning, we said, whether according to Rabba or whether according to Rabbi Yosef, again, where they were discussing what the halacha was for Menakesh and Mashke Mayim Lizraim, whether it was because of Choresh or whether it was because of Zorea, said the Gemara, well, one second, who said that you're allowed to do the Mashke Mayim of the Mishnah during Shvias? And the Gemara gave two answers, okay? Answer number one was, Abaye, you said Shvias bizman hazeh d'rabanan. The implication being that such toldos, you would be chayev for them, Mashke Mayim and Nikush and things like that, you would be chayev for them if Shemitah was d'oraisa, you would be chayev d'oraisa for them. That would be one point. The second answer that we gave was the answer of Rava, who says, no, even if Shemitah is d'oraisa, it doesn't matter, these toldos are d'rabanan. Okay? And that's specifically, again, about watering that we see in the Mishnah. So, finally, basically, you can establish three different chitos in the Gemara as to which toldos are going to be asuros, midoraisa, or mutaros midoraisa. You have Abaye, who it sounds like all toldos, or at the very least, some toldos that include Mashke Mayim are asur, and that's why we're forced to say that Shvias is midirabanan. You have Rava, who says the exact opposite, states very clearly the only toldos that are going to be chayav for are the ones that are mentioned in the Torah. And then finally, you have the whatever opinion asked, whether it was Abaye or on behalf of Abaye, asked from the drash of Sadchalo Karmachalo, which is only the toldos which are shaykh to the sad and the kerem are going to be aser, which is possible that Shita's Abaye, it's possible that Abaye is even broader with his prohibition, but regardless, these are what we see in the Gemara. The question is, according to the Gemara that we learned last week, where does Choresh fit into all of this? What is the position of the Manda Amar of Choresh Loke, and what is the position of the Manda Amar of Choresh Loke? Meaning, when we say that Choresh is the machlokas of these two Amoraim, is it that they're arguing solely about Choresh, or are they also arguing about all sorts of other toldos? What about a random tolda that's not shaykh to sad of a kerem? Or what about the ones that are shaykh to sad and a kerem? I would assume Choresh is shaykh misvara to a sad and a kerem. So what is this machlokas that we talked about last week between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar? And for this, we really have to look back, first of all, to see, well, let's look at the gear cells from last week, let's look at the shear from last week, to see what will these shitos hold. So, originally the Gemara said they were arguing about Rav and Amar of Ila. Let's jump to the Maskanos HaGemara. The Maskanos HaGemara is that, and I brought you the three gear cells, and their explanations from the chart from last week, in source number Aleph over here. Okay, in source number Aleph, according to our Gemara way, you say, Lo dekuli alma les le derabi oven. And according to the Rav, we say dekuli alma is le derabi oven. Okay? At the end of the day, as we explained last week, both of those end up with the same maskana, which is that we darshan klal upratu klal. Okay, we darshan klal upratu klal. If we're going to darshan klal upratu klal, that would mean to say that iatadan elakein haprat, that both the manda amar loke and the manda amar eno loke, both of them learn the klal upratu klal, and therefore expand the losase very significantly. Okay, so again, the manda amar that says choresh your loke, we would assume choresh on a list of other melachos is loke. It's not specially about choresh, nothing specially about including choresh. It's almost everything is included. It's ones that are like these ones that are listed in the pasuk. According to the manda amar that you're not loke, we're going to have to say again that either again it's an asmachta ba'alma, what we're going to say, but that really what we learn But that really what we learn is, because of what Rava said earlier, again, why did the Torah write Zmira, Zriya, Betzira, Ktzira? To show you that only those Tolders are going to be Chayiv and none others. So the Pashtus, again, Pashtus seems to be based on, if we learn, like the Mefarish, like Sudarashi, like Ritva, like the Ran, even like the simple reading of the Rach, since both Shitas hold the Klal of Prado Klal, it's really a worldwide Machlokas. And in a Hanami, the Gemara asked about Choresh, but it could have asked about any other of these, possibly. It could have asked about, again, anything that was not mentioned in the Pasuk, that's a Tolda. The man da Amar who says Lokeb by Choresh will say you're Lokeb by a whole bunch of other things. And the man da Amar who says Eino Lokeb, it's because he holds your only Lokeb on the four things that are mentioned in the Pasuk. According to Tosvos, Tosvos is a little bit different, because Tosvos said the question of Rav Avinu Amar Rav Illa was whether or not we say Klalu Prat or nothing. Okay, according to the Maskan of Tosos, like you see here in the chart, Shnei Hashitos, again, do hold of Rabbi Avin, and therefore Rabbi Avin said, don't do Klalu Prat, rather you only view it as a individual statement here and an individual statement there. Okay, they're not being Doresh Klalu Prat, so therefore, again, you can go through the same back and forth, but ultimately, again, there's no klalu pratu klal, it's just how do they darshan the actual prat, okay? Lechora, again, we said last week how it's very hard to understand the mandam or loke according to this opinion, because where are you going to be loke from? The prat itself only says, sadcha lo sizra v'charmecha lo sizmor. So, again, where beyond that can you expand that? But going beyond that question, if we can answer that question, we say from somewhere there's a reason to be loke, for whatever reason, again, that's going to be the machlokas according to Tosfos. And again, if so, we don't know whether they're arguing simply about Choresh or maybe about other things as well. So I saw one of the Ha'aros in the Chavrusa Gemara, which I saw other Achronim discussing this as well, and I thought it was a very appropriate introduction to first of all, a Ritva that we kind of glossed over a few weeks ago. We mentioned it very, very briefly, but we said it was really dependent on last week's Gemara, and then a piece from Eliyashiv, including the Sfaris. So, The Chavrusa Gemara notes as follows. According to the Shita of Man de Amar Loke, says the Chavrusa Gemara, Midivrei Tosfos Nira, from the words of Tosfos it seems, Shelefi Deyazu, that according to this opinion, Hu Hadin Shelokin Al Toldos Riok Tzira, you would also get Malkus for Toldos Riok Tzira, Uchidas Abaye Le'el, like Abaye said earlier. Okay? And what's the proof? How do we know this from the Lashon HaTosfos? If you look at the end of Tosfos, okay? He says, "V'im nafshach lomar lamanda amar loke amai kasav rachmanas miro betzira." I'm reading from the Tosfos again, right at the bottom of the Yamud of Gimel Amud Aleph. Shema kasav lav yisera asi inami kasavar kerami sadal lo havayalef. Tosfos basically says, according to the manda amar loke, why in fact does it say these specific ones? So that seems to imply that there is a general, larger machlokas. The man d'amar that holds eno loke says, the pasuk says just these ones. The man d'amar that holds loke says a whole bunch of them are chayiv, okay? And therefore, again, explains in the chavrusa what I just told you. Why did Torah need to say that? Ulam, and then he brings a note of Yehuda, who seems to understand differently. L'deyazu, afal pishe ein loken ala toldos mikom lakom loken ala harisha. Okay? Because we need to learn, even though all of the other toldos. So he makes it a machlokas between Tosfos and the Note of Yehuda. We'll see, this is not necessarily the case. He says it's a machlokas, and the Note of Yehuda holds. Afal pi shein loken ala toldos, as we turn the source sheet over, or maybe you'll have it on your screen. Mikol makom loken ala charisha. Charish is for some reason more chamor. Sheish lilmod miklal protokol ha'avos shalom nizkaru. Okay? Because you should first learn from the klal protoklal al ha'avos shalom izkru. Could be it has to do with the fact that it's an av. I didn't actually look up the Note of Yehuda. I was focused more on the shitos here, although I think I opened it briefly, but I didn't have a chance to go through it properly. But ultimately what he says is, okay, we're for some reason only going to learn choresh from this klal protoklal, not other things. Okay, maybe because it's an av, whatever the case may be. Again, Rashi, pseudo-Rashi said, right, todos achrin alo, lahachi choresh in aloka. Okay, so now he says, and we'll see actually, v'amiyut misyaches rach l'toldos. So the miyut excludes toldos, the klal, that's marbe, includes all the rest of the avos. Okay, this is the Note of Yehuda versus Tosfos. However, fascinatingly, there's a ritva that we skipped over that really addresses this opinion directly. I think it's a fascinating ritva. The ritva says, what's this whole drush of sadchalo karmachalo? right? Tzad chalo, karma chalo, which we had in this, again, either the question on Rav or whatever it is. Lav l'mein rade mehacha shamin ala demanda sarade al raisa kitani. It's not that this is a pure drasha, says the Ritva. Davare lav drasha ibechal. It's not a drasha gemura. This tzad chalo, karma chalo is a weird drasha. It doesn't make any sense. Says the Ritva, ela beklalu platu klal darish le kidil kaman. Rather, the purpose of the man damar who holds that at this point that is the oraisa is because of the klal uprato klal. Ela dinakit krahachi delishna kalila v'urcha tanayu da'avdihachi. Says the normal way, it's an urcha de tanay, it's a lishna kalila, to say it from a drasha, but really says the Ritva, the opinion which says you're dorish beklal uprato klal, which is, again, the opinion that we are see on both shitas go in, is really, in fact, that klal uprato klal includes all toldos, like what was just said in the name of Tosfos. Now, okay, what's interesting is Rav Yashiv is a whole piece where he assumes that it's a davar pashut, not like this. He assumes as a davar pashut, like the Nota Yehuda, but not Misvaraso. Here's what he says, and this goes through a very fascinating mahalach in Svara. Says Rav Yashiv, it's marachorosh b'shviyitz. Rabbi Yochanan Rav Lazar chad amar loke v'chulei. Tikuli amal les leidr avin v'tamu atuva. He says, one second, I don't get it. Dilamand is fairly loke, v'yesh kan klal upratu klal shemar v'kein haprat. He says, if it's in fact true that we're learning, like we assume pshat is in Tosfos, like we assume pshat is in the Ritva, like is not unreasonable to say altogether in the Gemara, like we said to begin with, according to all the Rishonim, shemar v'kein haprat, am I naka davka charisha? Hachanami, ninko she'ar malachos dila'el, kigon nikush idr kisuach shehe chayim v'shum klal upratu klal. Says, why does the Gemara ask about Choresh? Choresh is a big one. Why does the Gemara ask about something smaller? Like Nikush, Idur, Kisuach, right? Because those will also be included. Because obviously, again, this man d'amar doesn't hold of the opinion that it's being nismayed because Michtiz Mir v'chal z'kriya. Umadua naktu davka Choresha. And he asks, so why then did the Gemara say specifically Choresha? Okay, again, so his havamina is if it's in fact true, Tosfos and Ritva, that really the machlokas is much wider than just Choresh. So why didn't the Gemara say Choresh? Why did the Gemara say Choresh? Why didn't it say a lighter tolda? Vanira Basen, he says, let me explain. Says Rav Eliashiv something again that directly flies in the face of the Tosfos that we just saw, and the Diok in the Tosfos that we just saw. Okay? He says, no one would not hold of this idea of Michtiz, Miraz, Bechlau, Zriya, Lamayav, Sarkazir, Ramanul, Meimar, Dahani told us to do Mechayev, Atodachin, Lalom, Mechayev. Says Rabbi Yashiv, really everyone agrees to that idea of Rava, that, again, why did the Torah write these four? To teach you that for these told us you're Chayev, for others you're not Chayev. Vim Kain. Vadai deshar malachos nismatu velo nasir b'shvias min haTorah. He says, therefore, it's a davar pashut that all other malachos are not asir min haTorah. So where does Harisha come in? Vishani Harisha mikulhu. But Choresh is different than all of them. Ubir hadvarim for the following reason. Dikshaanu baim ladun ma miyata Torah beha dikasva zmira v'tzira. Because when we want to figure out what was the Torah coming to exclude when it wrote zmira and b'tzira, anu omrim we say, melachos techavasaihu. It should be the malachos like them. Uchamod hanu malachos. Say malachos shechaser v'em shvisa sa'aretz. Says, what's true about all other malachos other than Choresh? There's something that is a lack of shvisa sa'aretz. It's a chisaron in shvisas haaretz. Behindu, shepoel bimelachto shlo tishbos haaretz. What you are doing during this miut is, and in any of these actions of toldos are, you're causing through your malacha that the land does not rest. V'tamshich laseis kochan, it will continue to have to work. Kmo zmiro, betzira, nikush, idar, these are all promoting growth and making the ground grow stuff. V'imkein amarinan, and therefore we say davka malachos dechavasayhu. Which malachos are we going to be mema'et when we say why did it write only these four? Only malachos like them. Shem malachos shem be'etzim mafilim es arat shatam shechlef avalaseis kocha. It's only going to be those like that that will cause the earth to continue. V'lo tomar shezegam emayit harisha. Shu malachos shebe'etzim. Okay? Hamalacha ino murcha shepulaso po'al shalot te'arat shevesis b'yis. Saying we wouldn't come to exclude Choresh, why not? Because Choresh is different. Choresh is different. Choresh does not make anything, does not force the ground to do anything at all. Why? Because you can do Choresh on year 7 with intention of planting on year 8. So you're not forcing the ground to give any of its koach to anything. It's a preparatory step. This doesn't force the land to work. It comes to be attached to, maybe, the Zriyadis afterwards. So he says, even though everyone agrees that these four malachos are listed to exclude all others, it wouldn't exclude Choresh. You know why? Because Choresh is unlike them. And therefore we say that it's not nismait, but rather, since it's any malacha bekarka, it's going to be aser. Why? Mikol protoklal. From the protoklal. It says, because we have to weigh out, that we have to balance this out. On the one hand, we have a miut of zmira and betzira. Okay, again, which says not everything else. And the kol protoklal would include, as kedeshalo yisasru hadvarim, in order that things should not conflict, so we have to find the balance. How do we find that balance? Amrin and dehamiut kai amalachos dechavasayhu shehe malachos shepolim sharas lo tishpos etam shesteh kocha biyeser seis. You got to love the number of psukim he's quoting over here. It's unbelievable just to explain this drash. But he says is the way that we solve this stira is that in a chanami again. He says everyone holds of both of these. We hold that the klal u prato klal, because that's what the Gemara says, that everyone holds, again, according to our here, so less leader Riyavin, and therefore we do say klal u prato klal. And he says everyone holds of this drasha of michtis mir b'chalaz riyah. So lamai hachzakas v'nu rachmana. Therefore he says, why is it not a stira? That excludes everything that is like the planting, which forces the earth to work. But since choresh is not something which forces the earth to work, that's what's going to be included from the ribui, from the klal u prato klal. Right? Doesn't force it to work. Therefore, it would be yeser bi or nira de lechor masvar masvar hagemara. He says, because what could the Gemara hold? Imanu savar mehamiyot de kasvat Torah zmir ubetzira mechlal de tolos acheros patrim kein choresh lo mehechayev. He says, because the whole thing's a stira. Vim ein savar mehamiyot and doesn't hold of the miyot, which is what how we originally learned in Tosfos. Okay, how we possibly learned in the Ritva as well, that it's really an identical opinion. Im kein kol ha-malachos yehe loke aleihem. So then you should be loke for everything. And in fact, what's the problem with that? Ela al-karchach, says Rav Yashiv, you know what the problem is with that? That why would the Gemara have asked about Choresh? Should have asked about something else. Ela al-karchach, says Rav Yashiv, based on this kasha, I think we're forced to say, t'ch'amra tovar v'shavsa ha-aretz, when the Torah says, v'shavsa ha-aretz, I tzarech lichlo b'zei kol ha-malachos. It would have needed to include all malachos. The kulu yeshban chasaron shvisa, because they all are a lack of shvisa. The kevan shekasva Torah toldos shmaminot the sharp turim, and since the Torah wrote some toldos, the rest must be pater. Rav apichin tzarach l'rabos choresh mikol parto klal, and even so, we need to include choresh from the kol parto klal. The choresh lo hava bichlal amiyot lo hava kavasei. The gam lo hayisi lom dami v'shahav shavasa arts. And he says I wouldn't have learned them from shvisa arts. Why? Dehasama shvisa hisha arts tishbos lo tifal. Again, because Shavisa Aretz means it's going to rest, but that's not true here. Ve'etzim pula sacharisha in pu'ulas karka, rak nisra b'mikol protokol, davike in a prats, duhu meleches karka. And again, his point is to say, he repeats himself a little bit at the end, but the point is to say, he says that according to, because the Gemara asked about harisha, it must be that the Gemara agrees about all, that they agree about all other toldos, that you're putter. What is special about choresh? That choresh is not something which causes the earth to have to work, and therefore it's not a chisaron in shvisas haaretz. Rather, it is a problem of avodas haaretz, and that's what's included in the kol protoklal, which is where there's going to be a machlokes. Now, what's interesting is, so the Manda Amara holds low, according to Rav Yashiv, is a little bit harder to understand. What is his idea? So clearly he'll have to say that the kol protoklal, maybe, again, it's hard to know, even if it stands, he doesn't really explain that detail about what the Manda Amar Enoloka will hold. But the Manda Amar Enoloka Lechora will hold that maybe it's also excluded by Zmira Bechlal Zriya, Lamai Kasvinu Rachmana. But again, it's a little bit harder to understand that opinion according to this. Whereas, again, if we're not as bothered by Rabbi Yashiv's Kasha, which is that why did it choose Dafka Harisha? Then again, you have the Ritva from earlier, you have the Tosfos from earlier, who very explicitly asked this question, and then you have the wild card, of course, which is Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it's about a Tolda versus an Av, and that is another possibility. Just to note, according to this Rabbi Yashiv, comes out a fascinating chiluk and chiddush lahalacha, which is actually going to be true. We're going to talk about it. I already said it because I didn't want to take so much more than half an hour, and I say I timed myself excellently because we're now at a half an hour. But if you look at Tosfos Arash, right? Tosfos Arash asks a kasha, just a beautiful way to end off. We'll start next year with this as well. But he says, "Boy, the Gemara and Makos." Okay, we have Mishnah. He quotes it as Mishnah. I don't remember the Makos. I haven't learned that for a little while, but says there's a Mishnah then the Makos Yish Chorim Tleachar V'Chayev Alav Shimon Alavin. And one of them is that you're choresh on shvius. So how could that be? Answers Tosfos Arash, d'mechapez ra'im b'shas charisha. It's when you're covering over what you planted. If you're covering over what you planted, misvara, Rabbi Eliashiv would tell you, this would be the opposite of Rabbi Eliashiv. Rabbi Eliashiv would hold that there's no way that you can be marbe that, unless you're going to say it's an av, because according to him, that type of choresh is like, that type of choresh is like the other types of toldos which we hold that you're pater for. Masha'en came the flip, the reverse would be the case according to him. It's only, we only say that you're chayev malchus for it, specifically because you're not forcing the arts to work. But according to what the Tosfos Arash says, it comes out the exact opposite, and therefore Tosfos again will be sort of l'shitasam, again, according to Tosfos Arash, it's all about the malchus that you're getting specifically because this type of choresh is a form of zriah. That's where you're going to get malchus over there, but not for just doing charisha. And we'll continue with this discussion next week, but I just thought to sort of bring up this kasha and to see how everyone would answer it. But ultimately, have a wonderful, you're not going to listen to this before Shabbos, being that I'm only going to post it half an hour before Shabbos. So have a wonderful, wonderful next week. And Mirza Shem will have the cheer on Thursday night.